Welcome to the Rich Room Podcast.
I'm your host, Lindsay Sobel.
Where you can master the art of enriching your life.
What kind of kindergarten shit is this?
And finding a path to financial freedom.
Who the fuck was supposed to teach me how to do my taxes?
So sit back, relax, and step into the Rich Room.
You know I can't help but these, cause they know they can never touch these. So baby, let me talk my shit, or I might just throw another fit.
What is up, bitches? This is Lindsay Sobel, and you are listening to the Rich Room Podcast. I am joined by a guest, and it's a return guest. In fact, this episode that I previously recorded with this wonderful creature got the most feedback I've ever gotten on any of the 40 episodes of this podcast ever. Please welcome my daughter, Madison Sobel. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good to be here. Once again.
Seriously though, the episode that we recorded, I got the most feedback about. And people were like, oh my gosh, I loved the episode with your daughter. And we sort of had, the listeners know, that we sort of had a little bit of a rough patch. And so this is part... Podcasting with me is part of your penance.
Well, as you know, I'm always happy to help anyways, so.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. You recently went to the dentist.
I did.
Were those your first cavities you've ever had?
Yeah, and I think I had five?
Five cavities, wow.
Yeah, but they were all surface level. It was because I had, I forget what they're called, my sealants had broken off and they left little holes and then stuff got stuck in them, you know. But it was a great experience at the dentist.
Yes.
All women. I love it.
All women. We go to the same dentist and it's really close to our house.
5 minute walk.
If even. I like that dentist particularly because they give complimentary nitrous even with a cleaning.
They do, yeah. And they gave me little headphones and they gave me a blanket. It was very nice. And it wasn't a hospital blanket like I was expecting. It was one of the nice fuzzy blankets that you see at Target.
One of the nice Target fuzzy blankets.
Yeah, I have one of those on my bed. So, and it's your favorite blanket
as
well.
It really, it honestly is. It's kind of hard though, and I'm sure you feel the same, like going to a brand new city and you have to like, it takes a long time to put down any kind of roots, like to go, what grocery store you go to, what doctor you go to, what dentist you go to, like it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
And how do you even know where the right place is to go?
I don't know. I guess word of mouth. Like every place that I've gone, I've mostly gotten it from you, except for the nail place. You got that from me.
I did get that from you.
Yeah.
A shout out to my girl Daenerys. I love you. She doesn't speak English, though.
Well, most people here don't. I really need to learn Spanish. I feel, like, handicapped because I don't speak Spanish.
I also feel handicapped because I don't speak Spanish. And, like, I don't know what to do about it. Well, I do know what to do about it, to learn fucking Spanish.
Yeah.
But, I mean, literally today was 200 days streak of Duolingo.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Snaps all around. I am considering foregoing a nail appointment until I get back from Vegas because I just feel like the bitch does such a good job.
They don't look grown out at all.
No, they really don't.
You've had those for a while, but it doesn't look it.
Yeah, since before your friends got here.
Yeah.
So like 2 weeks ago. So I think I can get another week out of them.
Wholeheartedly.
I'm going to get my hair colored tomorrow. That's exciting. I got hella grays going on.
Oh, I can't see any.
Well, God bless you, but they're there.
They're there.
I've been toying with the idea of like letting my hair grow out just natural colors, which would be gray, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would look cool. It's a look.
It's a look for sure, but I just don't know. I'm not sold. I don't know, but I've been toying with the idea because getting your hair colored so often like kind of fucking sucks.
I know. That's why I'm letting mine grow out.
Yes, but yours isn't because of a necessity.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you don't have a constant reminder of your that you're aging coming out of your head.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
When you look in the mirror. I actually just ordered some new, like, hair dust stuff for my roots.
Oh.
To cover my roots.
Yeah. Well, I don't necessarily feel like gray hairs are a sign of aging. Like, I know in
I mean, they're, like, physically...
In the classic sense, they are. Like, of course they are a sense of a sign of aging, like, technically. But, like, our cousin started having gray hairs at, like, 17. So,
right.
I feel like it's just... it might just be in our family.
It's in our family.
So.
So, you and I watched Summer House.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I feel like Carl and Lindsay definitely shouldn't be together, right? It's obvious. It's apparent. And I definitely do feel like Lindsay was ignoring and sticking her head in the sand of all of the issues that they were having throughout the whole time. And I'm fully on board with that. However, Carl made a distinct decision to break up with Lindsay in their relationship on camera.
Yeah.
And now he's saying that he had no intention of going to break up with her. He had the conversation with Kyle that same day, saying he didn't want to marry him.
There were so many separate conversations that he had with everybody except Lindsay.
Yeah.
Basically saying that he wanted to break up with her.
Right.
But then never pulled the trigger. And no wonder she felt blindsided. He never actually communicated his feelings with her. Like, obviously, she should have seen something coming because of the way that their relationship just was.
And, right.
Like, the air about it. But that's extreme. Like, to her, he was saying, I want to work on this. Like, I love you. Like, I know we can work this out. You're my best friend. Blah,
right.
blah, blah. But then to other people, he's like, I should have never asked her to marry me.
I just don't care for it. And what else I really didn't care for were those ballerina flat looking shoes that he was wearing at the reunion. So they weren't actually ballerina flats. What he was wearing were like loafers that had like black on the outside and then like a black stripe and then they were white. But then he also had on white fucking tall socks.
Yeah.
And not the thin socks that go with shoes. It was like the thick socks that you get from Walmart.
Yeah.
No, sir. And
he
looked
like a little Dutch boy.
He needs to fire his stylist. He also wore white pants with the white shoes with the black and he looked like a fucking ballerina. He looked like he was about to perform the damn Nutcracker.
Yeah. You got a little Irish foot dance.
Someone should do an AI video of that. That would be really funny. But you gotta be careful because, like, you know, I have mixed feelings about, like, talking shit about people who even are on TV because they're human beings.
Of course. It was a choice.
That was a choice.
When you make bold choices on...
That's a good point.
On reality TV, you invite discussion.
That's a very good point. I feel like people who put themselves on TV are extremely brave, honestly, because they're being completely vulnerable.
Yeah.
The part that about the podcast that is, I don't want to say least favorite because I like it all, but the camera aspect, I film them, so to have social media stuff, but it took so long
to be comfortable
in front of the camera. I had like full-blown meltdowns about seeing myself on the camera. I'm like, oh my God.
I understand that.
That is what I look like. And you know how like on the camera there's like a mirror, you can mirror the camera or not on the setting on like a Zoom or when you're filming yourself? So I decided to pick the way I looked the least attractive to me so that I would get used to seeing myself in what I viewed as the least attractive.
Mm.
And I feel like that might have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it served me well.
Good. That was like a little thing on TikTok for a while with like the inverted filter.
What was that? What does that mean?
So like a trend on TikTok, people, the inverted filter like flips your face. And it's something that you're not used to looking at. And a lot of people were...
Like upset?
Yeah. And, But I feel like a lot of people like used it to start to love themselves more. Like I participated in that trend.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I lip synced to Poker Face, and I like kept flipping the inverted thing back and forth, and honestly, it was good.
Is that still available? If any of our viewers want to go see that,
probably.
Or your mother?
I don't know.
Is it on your TikTok right now?
I don't know.
What's your TikTok?
I don't want to plug myself.
I was about to say it, but if you don't want me to, I won't.
I'm not gonna plug myself.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
In due time, honey. In due time. Your grounding sentence will be long, and by the end of this, we will plug your TikTok.
Maybe.
She went, no. Thank you, but no.
Yeah. in all fairness, it'll be. Eventually, I'll have to have some sort of social media presence.
At some point. I mean, you know, there are fashion, designers who are not allowing people to do social media in their shows and everything. Like, they're trying. And so it went too
far. It remains, exclusive.
Correct. It, went too far one way.
I understand
and
that.
And now they're trying to, take it back.
Yeah, because there were a lot of, get readies with me or day in my life as a model.
Another thing that I saw was kind of like that is that, and this refers to your generation, it said that Gen Z people are really want phones with cords, so they could talk on the phone with a cord. And I
also like the idea of slamming a phone down.
Oh, that's dramatic! I love that.
Yeah,
that could probably release some energy. You know,
yeah. I love my giant clunky house phone that is a 1920s dial up. I don't even know.
Inspired.
Yeah.
It's plastic, but let's inspire.
I know it's inspired, but that's the vibe.
That is the vibe.
And it's fully functional. You put quarters in it and everything, but
yeah, that's also fake as well.
Yeah. We never actually used it. It was just there. But it was plugged into a phone line.
I know.
So I'm saying I'm gonna do that.
That's
at my house.
Totally
fair. I wanted to do that in my dorm, but the phone line was on Grace's side, so.
Did they even have a phone line?
There's something that looked like a phone line, and my building was from, the 60s, so I'm assuming it had a phone line.
It probably did, baby. I bet that was an Ethernet outlet.
Well, there were multiple. One was on my side, and which I think was the that.
Ethernet?
And, yeah. And
that?
And the other one, I think, was the phone line.
Okay. So, the thing that I didn't like, though, about the Summer House reunion, and I didn't watch, so I always watch the Summer House reunion live, and then I'll go the next day and I'll watch it on Peacock, because on Peacock, it's uncensored and extended. Mm-hmm. So, we see more. I didn't watch part two, so I don't know if they expanded on this, but I really thought Andy Cohen glossed over how poorly Kyle treated Amanda whenever he had
The whole situation with Loverboy and all that.
Fucking TV. Turn it off. Oh my god, it was recording us.
He had online.
This is fucking robots.
Oh
my god, we're turning it off.
It's always listening to us though. That she turns on without,
I know.
And it's definitely a woman to me, the TV, because I mean it. The voice.
She's my first friend here. For all of our listeners, we're talking about our, I guess, Alexa kind of TV, but it's LG, so it's definitely not Alexa. No. But it just randomly picks up what we're saying, and it just did, and searched the internet.
Yeah, and it'll be like, hello?
Mm-mm.
I couldn't find what you're asking for. Like, we didn't ask for anything.
They're trying to ask you for shit. I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing. So, yeah, Kyle acted like a fucking child. He was crazy. He was like, fuck you, bitch. He was like...
Storming out.
Ugh.
Acting like a fucking child. Throwing a tantrum.
Absolute child. And he was like, yeah, I wish I didn't react that way. You know, I wish I just didn't react that way.
He never actually apologized to her, though. I feel like.
I think he did apologize, I guess.
I didn't really see it.
But it wasn't good enough. Mm. And the fact that Mr. 18-hour-a-day work days does everything by him fucking self found a way to add some more hours in the day to become a fucking DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He is DJing. It just bothers me how non-supportive he is of his wife.
He only said he wanted to DJ because she said she wanted to pursue her own passions.
Right.
But instead of letting her do that first, he just went ahead and did his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because his life is so busy that he can't let Amanda leave and do her own thing, yet he's filling up his time with more frivolous activities.
I couldn't have said it better. I'll tell you one thing. I won't be listening to his DJ sets.
I don't feel like I would like it anyways.
It's also like, you know, they're like, oh, family, we want to have kids soon and whatnot. That seems like the total opposite of family and kids. Like, yeah. DJing, yeah. Now you're going to fucking tour?
Yeah, that's not the lifestyle.
With DJ James
really
Kennedy?
That.
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. Another major disappointment and upset was Wes Conrad Wilson.
Ugh.
We were rooting for you, West. Yeah. We were all rooting for you. Do you get that reference? Tyra Banks? America's Next Top Model?
I've seen America's Next Top Model, but I don't remember that specifically.
That's okay. It's probably very ingrained in my generation's like brain. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
It started to get a lot really toxic. I didn't watch too much of it.
Oh my God, it's really toxic. It's so toxic. It's like, yeah, you can have a hamburger. Just take off the buns. I'm like, oh, okay. And they like tell girls they're eating too much and stuff. Yeah, that didn't age well. But seriously, Wes, like he started out so fucking strong. He was giving me hope in men. I was like, oh my God, this guy's emotionally mature. This guy like isn't afraid to, you know, have swagger. There's no like real toxic masculinity, it seems.
Yeah.
He seems very easily able to express his emotions. He hugs his bro, Jesse. Mm. He was very supportive. I love their bromance.
Enter Fear of Commitment.
So I don't understand. I had to Google this because I don't understand why men have such a fear of commitment. Like seems to be a very norm, I use the word normal, maybe just common behavior by men. So here's what old Google said. So one, fear of rejection. Okay, I understand that. Fear of changing his ways. I understand that too. Fear of failure. Independence. These are bullshit. I mean, go to therapy. Seriously. Let me just say, I've kind of been really talking shit about men in general and stuff. And so now I'm trying to be more positive and part of the solution instead of part of the problem. But my only, like, roadblock really is, like, how do we help them?
Right. Every time I try to be more so positive about it, they do something to just really fuck that up.
I get that part. I mean more like, how could we actively be helping? Like, workshops, retreats, happy hours, pizza parties. I don't know.
Let's throw all of the men in the world a little pizza
party.
Well,
let's be like, hey, and maybe we could have a therapist or a couple therapists in some rooms.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, like speed dating, but it's speed there. That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea because it's so hard to find a therapist that's good.
True. Yeah.
Damn, I'm onto something.
Yeah. I mean, it could be hard to get to, like, to really know, I guess, if you're only doing it for a few minutes, but I feel like you understand if you connect with someone and if you like understand each other in the first, like right off the bat.
I think you know with if you don't like them right off the bat.
That's
like
true.
It could be
narrow down the options.
I remember my friend Natalie said that she went to I remember my friend Natalie went to therapy and said she didn't go back because she didn't like the person's shoes. But honestly, fucking valid.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking valid.
I mean, it speaks volumes on them, so.
Totally. Footwear is, the choice in footwear says everything.
Mm-hmm.
You watched The Valley, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, you know Kristen, the one who's trying to have a baby with Luke?
Yeah.
The one who shouldn't have a baby at all?
They don't have a stable living situation.
They don't even live in the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person. Well, so they went to this, like, extravagant ball, and it was, like, a fundraiser. It's called Be the Match. It's, like, for bone marrow transplants. Amazing. But she pulls up in a floor-length gown and fucking Birkenstocks.
Oh, my Lord.
It was criminal, and I think she should have been issued a citation right there.
Leave.
Bitch, you can't show up in those shoes. Like, I hope, you know what? I'm praying that she brought shoes to change into. Yeah. Because that is just not it.
It's one thing if you're, like, wearing those shoes to drive, but and then, like, changing into something afterwards. But to show up to the function in that.
And her boyfriend is from Colorado. I mean, how tell us you're dating someone from Colorado without saying anything. Like, show up to a fucking black tie affair.
Maybe Chacos.
Birkenstock. Kristen couldn't be my therapist. Well, that, for more than one reason.
She's trying to be a therapist.
No. Good God, no. I don't think anyone would allow that.
What do you mean? She wouldn't be your therapist?
Because of her footwear. Oh. Poor footwear. That's what we're talking about. The footwear is a choice, and it can be whether a big turn off instantly.
Oh, like, yeah, okay, you sit down. Yes. If you were speed dating saw that she had the Birkenstocks on, then you would be like, ugh.
I just realized that I've never seen my therapist's choice in footwear. Because we've only done virtual.
See, this is the problem with online. You can't judge a person based on, well, obviously you shouldn't judge a book by its entire cover, by its cover, but at least, like, you should definitely shouldn't judge a book by part of its cover.
Right.
You need to see the whole thing at least.
Damn. Do you think she would be weird?
Can I send a fit pic?
She'd be like, we're gonna have to have a conversation. Fuck, I couldn't be like, hey, show me your feet. What shoes are you wearing? I need to see. What if she was wearing Birkenstocks? Well, I guess I wouldn't care. Yeah. It's appropriate, though. If you're at home, if she's taking her calls at home, could be wearing slippers. Actually, that would be cute.
Yeah.
Actually, there's these slippers that I really want, and they say fuck you on them.
Is it like fuck you, or is it?
I can't. I don't. I think it's like ornate, and it's like really decorative and stuff.
But is it one word on each foot, or is it?
It might be both on both.
Okay.
I don't remember, but it's Wolf and Badger if you want to go buy me a present. It's on my list. You know, I should make a gift list of just things that I want, like, forever, and that anyone can reference.
Yeah. Like an Amazon wish list that you just have, like, if you're an influencer.
Yes, like an Amazon wish. I have wish lists. I'm not an influencer.
Yeah, but I mean,
they're wish lists for myself.
Yeah. But I mean, like, how people will post their wish lists and, like.
Oh, I don't know. Do they do that?
Yeah. Like, that's in Euphoria, so but that probably would be different.
Euphoria. Right. Well, what she was. That was more.
She was a cam girl, so.
A cam girl? Is that what that's called? Oh my God. When we were in Vegas, this girl came up to me and we were at the dispensary and she came up to me and she goes, you have clean girl aesthetic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know what that is. But at least it's not dirty girl aesthetic.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I just love it so much. I'm like, oh my thank you so much. You want to be best friends? She declined.
Oh, well. I mean, that was a big thing for a while. Like,
what?
The clean girl
is that it? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, that was like a.
What does it mean?
Thing. So there was like the cottage girl aesthetic.
Cottage girl.
Which is like would be like, you like fairies, frogs, cottages in the woods.
Fairies.
Like, mushrooms, little toads, like that type of thing, little flowery dresses.
Okay.
And then clean girl aesthetic would be like tight bun, like little hoops, and then like,
oh my god, that's exactly me.
Yeah. that is kind of what you go for, like just like clean and crisp and fresh face usually.
Honey, you might get ungrounded. You're not really grounded, but you might get ungrounded like way faster. Compliments get you everywhere in life. I'm just gonna tell you that right now. I feel that way about tipping. Like, if someone gives me compliments, I have no problem tipping.
Yeah, even if they fuck up on the actual service part.
Even if they just spin the iPad around.
Yeah.
If they give me a compliment, I'm like, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll take that bet. Like, fuck, yeah. I mean, but people who do nothing, I still tip them. But I just feel so guilty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel so fucking guilty. And then I make up like a fake scenario in my head about their life and how their life is such a struggle and how this tip is going to make or break their life. Mm-hmm. And then I hit the 20%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always tip if they're like doing something for me, like if they're bringing something to me, like if I'm at a sit down restaurant, like that's a given.
Right.
Or if I'm getting delivery food, like that's a given. But if I'm going up to something, to like a counter, and then they flip it around on me, sometimes I want it, because I don't know, it feels like my own little like you know.
Yeah.
Also, like, some cashiers have told me that they don't see any of that money, that it goes, like, straight to the corporation, and that it's not...
That can't be true.
I don't know. I heard it from a lady at Subway.
Okay, well, Subway may be a little different. I don't know. That sucks, though. Tips should go to the people who are working.
Yeah. I know that, like, if they have a tip jar
with cash in it.
I'll put cash, but I don't put the little electronic percentage sometimes.
So you just like push no tip?
Yeah.
And do you feel okay with doing that?
Yeah.
You feel no guilt?
I don't feel guilt.
What's that like?
I don't know. Because I don't feel guilty because I've also seen some TikTok accounts that have said that they don't see the money that is on electronic tipping. But so that makes me feel less like upset about it. But I also just like, I'm always nice to them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a good customer.
You are a good customer.
And I'm very considerate of service workers. I try to be. And if I ever do anything that's inconsiderate, then I try to check myself.
Before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, right. So, I guess that's why I don't really feel guilty. I've given plenty of generous tips whenever I feel like the service is deserved. Or is... whenever the service is comparable to a good tip.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about Wes breaking up with Sierra still. Like, do you think it was because that he had commitment issues, or do you think he said it was because of the show?
The show?
He said the show was what did it. The show, like, I guess show-related reasons. They were very vague about that. Like, he was worried that she would get upset about, like, him going to do, like, Bravo events. But, like, they play, like, I heard this on another podcast, and I never thought about it like this before. These people are real people, right? We don't know their lives. We don't know their full lives. We know them as on TV as characters. And there is a character version of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's really hard to, like, judge them comprehensively just based on what we see on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we think West is going to get into therapy? I feel like it's so obvious that's what he needs.
Yeah. I feel like it's obvious too, but he doesn't really seem to think there's an issue.
I think he knows there's an issue because he said that like every time that he'd been like prior situationships before, they got into this point and he bailed.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he'll come to terms with it. Maybe like he just needs some time to think about how great Sierra is, and he'll work on himself and come crawling back. That's the hope.
See, I love that you said that, because no one is unredeemable.
Yeah.
Everyone is capable of redemption. Everyone is capable of like getting better and evolving. Also, both of them said that they both still had feelings for each other at the reunion. So, they will both for sure be on next season of Summer House.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
It's just drama.
Do we think Carl and Lindsay will both go?
No.
I do, because they get paid a lot.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how much they're... Well, I mean, it's natural that they would be paid a lot. But
I think they get paid in like the $250,000.
Oh,
I googled
nice.
It. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, per season. So
per season?
Per season.
Oh.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
That's,
well, I guess
and
a
that's,
season
they
is
have
here.
Other jobs, yeah. Other stuff that they do. So that's just to be on the
be
show.
Happy with that.
That ain't bad. Well, then they've been on it from the very beginning. When you are on something from the beginning, you build up. Wes probably is making like $5. And Jesse Solomon, $6.
Yeah. Well,
Gigi said I should date Jesse Solomon. And I was like, I just don't think that's, like, my type.
Mm-mm. I mean, he turned out better than I thought he was.
Totally agree.
But he's still not, like, he's not there yet.
No, he's not. But he can sing really well. We could have, like, harmonizing sessions.
Yeah.
When I'm down here, you're up here. Like Jenna. Yeah. 30. I love that fucking show so much.
I want to rewatch 30 Rock.
I am Liz Lemon.
For real.
And I think you are Jack Donaghy a little bit.
Yeah.
I do think
those are our profile pictures on our Netflix account, I think.
It's Peacock.
Oh, Peacock, but not yes. Netflix, yes.
Because 30 Rock is an NBC
yes.
show.
Oh, yes, I should know that. I have one of the sweatshirts.
Oh, you do? That I kind of loved going to 30 Rock when we went
Me
to
too.
New York.
I think it's heinous that they didn't have any. I think I talked about this
criminal,
last time. I'm
criminal.
Not going to get into it, but...
I don't want to get all riled up again. It's such a good show. It's the comedy. They make fun of everyone. But you know what's funny? It's like, I used to think that was like one of like, oh my God, one of the most progressive shows. And there are things that didn't age well. Yes. And they, and you look back at, you watch them now in that lens, you're like, ooh. I can't think of anything specifically. Well, they did the blackface.
Well, that's obvious. But I can think of, what's his name? The almost bald guy.
Pete,
yes. How many jokes Pete makes about sleeping with his wife while she's asleep?
That's rape. That's marital rape.
Yeah.
What if she consents beforehand?
They don't talk about that, but he makes a lot of jokes about it.
He does.
He does. And,
a
like,
lot
it's
of
noticeable.
Jokes.
I feel like there's, like, over 10.
What did we watch yesterday? We watched Southern Charm yesterday. Last season of Southern Charm.
Yeah.
And Shep went nuts on his girlfriend, Taylor. And you looked at me and you're like, he called her an idiot, screamed at her. That, I'll be honest, like years ago, that didn't seem that abnormal. But now, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's a thing, though, for men to lose their cool.
Yeah, I don't like it one bit.
When I lose my cool, it's in private.
Yeah.
You know, where I can scream and no one can hear me except you.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that. But
you gotta let it out.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just gotta let it out.
I understand, yeah, but not in public. Like, it's just, there's no decorum. And they just don't seem to realize, like, how damaging it is.
No, they don't. Also, like, women, if they've had any kind of a traumatic issue in the past with that, like, that could be extremely triggering.
Yeah.
And bring up old shit. I don't know. I feel like that kind of behavior has been so normalized over the years.
I agree. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. That my future person will not have that.
Mm-mm.
I have a little list of what my future person will be.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
I may not read them all, but I'll read some of them.
Okay.
So I can't, you know, you're supposed to like manifest and be very specific with the universe and tell exactly what you want. And like, and I was talking to Julia about it the other day, and it's like, you say you want someone who has a job, mm-hmm. and then you meet someone, and they do have a job, but it's like a really terrible job.
Yeah.
Sorry, not all jobs aren't great, but whatever, one that just doesn't align with you, mm-hmm. and you're like, you got what you wanted. You asked for someone with a job, but you didn't say what kind of job.
Yeah.
So, but it's hard for me, because I think in the past, all of my specifications for a partner were physical. And they no longer are. And apart from, like, being, like, kind, thoughtful, respectful, generous, blah, 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 I feel like that's very generic.
Yeah.
So I started making a list of things that I always wanted to do, but, like, never had a partner who would do that. But it was, like, what I wanted.
Yeah.
Okay. This might sound a little cheesy.
It's okay.
Okay, so the things on my list. I'm only going to read a few, okay?
Okay.
Okay. My person will want to kiss me in the rain.
Mm.
My person will want to take baths with me. My person will want to slow dance with me. And then I wrote, and fast dance. There's more, but I'm not going to say anymore.
It's very romantic.
Thank you. I couldn't get, like, I don't know. Physical does matter. Obviously, you do have to have an attraction, right? There has to be a physical attraction.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not everything.
Yeah.
And it used to be much more important to me. But I don't know. I don't know.
There have been people that I've been very physically attracted to that just do not measure up in other categories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like the other categories are way more important.
they're way more important.
Yeah. And people become more attractive
as you get to know them. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that totally. I mean, my most recent... this is the closest I've gotten to dating, but I went to Pilates the other day, and there was a guy outside, and I guess he was going into the same building as me, and I usually don't take the elevator, but he got in the elevator, and the elevator was just open, so I was like, I'll get in the fucking elevator. So then elevator closes, there's two other girls going to Pilates, and the guy's like, oh, you know, you're all going to Pilates? And I was like, yeah. And, you know, my friend Julia owns the Pilates studio, so I'm, like, trying to hype it up, trying to, like, make some sales, whatever. I'm like, you should take a class, like, whatever. Like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, men are doing it now, too. I didn't say that, but I see a lot of men and professional athletes doing Pilates on Instagram reels because I'm in that algorithm now. And so he's like, oh, I work on the second floor, gets off on the second floor. I go up to the third floor where Pilates is. Go get in Pilates, start stretching, whatever. I see the guy come into the studio, and he apparently went and talked to Julia and was like, hey, can I just peek in and see what's going on and to kind of get a sense of what's going on in the class? And she's like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And she was having her own private, and he just comes in, sits on the floor, and just like crisscross applesauce and just stares in my direction.
Stalker.
It's about damn time I have a stalker, I'll be honest. But I don't know. That's weird, right? Because then you're like putting your hips up in the air, like doing one dip on one side, and this guy's just staring at me. I'm like, as I'm humping the air, and I'm like, what's going on? Then all of a sudden, I mean, that happened. Julia took the class too. And then she came in and she's like, hey, you gotta get out of here. I mean, you can't just sit and stare.
Creep.
So creepy, but I was flattered. So that's the closest I've gone to a date.
Yeah, well. Are you going to go on another one of your stranger dates?
Yeah, I was going to go this week, but I'm leaving for Vegas on Thursday, and I just don't want to put that extra pressure on myself.
Yeah.
I love my sleep. What if I go to the dinner and it's great? Like, the other one was really good, but what if this one's, like, even better?
Yeah.
And there's someone there I want to hang out with even more, and they want to go out? Yeah. That would be hard to say no to.
Yeah, and then you have to fly the next morning.
Mm-mm. I can't do it. Not at this ripe old age.
No.
Am I 35 or 36? I'm 35. Oh, my God. Okay. No, I'm 35.
Yeah.
So, no. I pushed it to next week. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
I think I am going to go to lunch with this girl, though, who I met at the first dinner that I went to. So that would be very fun.
Yeah.
But it felt more like friend connections, you know? It didn't feel like...
romantic.
I didn't feel any romantic connections. I just like... I like talking to people, and I had a bit of a realization when I was there, because there was Qatar, Puerto Rico, Ukraine, France... Mm-hmm. Brazil.
Very diverse.
America.
I mean, you're in America. There had to be one.
There had to be one, right? I would think so. But I realized that while, like, people kept asking me, oh, what's your background? What's your nationality? You know, you look this way, whatever. I'm like, I know. I realized that I took my 23andMe, because that's why I was like, oh, my 23andMe, here's my percentages. And then when I said what all I'm made up of, I realized that I don't really have any, like, of the cultures associated with those nationalities.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, dang. And listen, New Orleans had a shit ton of culture, but New Orleans is its own culture, I would say. Here in Miami, I think there's multiple cultures, way more. It's
huge
multicultural here.
Yeah.
And you begin to see...
international. Like, New Orleans is very American culture. It's
totally.
Very jazz.
Southern, though. Yeah. Southern American.
Southern.
And I just realized that I don't really have any, like, cultural stuff. And America generally doesn't have any cultural things. Our cultural things are, like, 4th of July and, like...
yeah.
Boating and beer and, like, I would say, like, the Midwest is the, like, or mm-hmm. south is yeah. probably the picture of what America looks like. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I kind of picture more of like jazz is the only truly American form of music.
And country's not?
Well, country probably is, but I mean, jazz definitely originated in America. Country probably did as well.
I think country did as well.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to defer to Beyonce on country Cowboy Carter and say that it did.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it did. Yeah, where else is it going to originate?
Right. No, it definitely is American, but that's what I think of. I think of like 1920s, like jazz era.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like the United States, I mean, I guess now in Britain, though, they did have, like, the fucking Beatles, yeah. you know? But America has more of a mix of music, maybe.
I would agree with that, yeah. I feel like, generally, we have a lot more diversity
in music?
When it comes to music and food and everything.
Definitely in food. That's what I've heard from people who have lived elsewhere abroad and then are in America, that they said there's just so much more food here. I mean, could be a bad thing.
So many options.
And the portions are so huge.
Well, the portions are huge, but the thing is, like, leftovers is a big part. I feel like that's an American thing. Like,
leftovers?
That's a cultural thing for us. Like, we have leftovers, and, like, it's a thing to keep a lot of stuff in our fridge.
Did they not do that overseas?
I don't really feel like they do. Like, the portions are so small that they don't have anything left over.
Hmm. Well,
I wonder if it's just, like, because of our grind mentality, like, not necessarily always having time to sit down and make a meal.
So we prep meal prep.
Yeah.
I wonder if other places meal prep. Can't see, like, Italians meal prepping. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they cook. You cooked yesterday.
I did.
For Father's Day. Thank you so much.
Yes. stepped into my role.
You did great. It was a wonderful spaghetti dish.
Thank you.
Very impressed.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Are you proud of yourself?
I am proud of it.
Good.
Yes. In the future, I will use less salt. But
in the future, we use less salt?
Yeah.
So they did not even compare, though, to our sea salt. Wait.
Our mashed potatoes?
Yeah. Dead sea salt mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. No, those are really salty. But that was intentionally really salty. It's not as good whenever you're not expecting it to be really salty, and then it is too salty.
It's too much. And if we say something salty,
it's really
that bitch
really
is salty. That is so funny. So I missed 2 podcast episodes because I had a little minty bee. But I feel like everyone does from time to time, right?
Yeah.
And it's all a matter of bouncing back. So this episode is actually going to come out as a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bonus, bitch.
Yes.
I feel like people will like it. People love listening to you, for sure. And I'm sure...
Well, naturally.
Well, obviously. Obviously. So we did watch House of Dragon last night, which may come as a surprise to my listeners since I just went on a attack on HBO and discussed how I parted ways with HBO.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it should reassure your listeners that I made the account. She did not.
And it's a free trial, and we'll cancel it, and we'll figure it out from there. I mean, maybe we'll just make email addresses. How many episodes? There's 10 episodes of House of Dragon, for sure.
Yeah.
So we can make a new Gmail account.
For
10.
Each episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll make 10, right? And that ensures that we see the whole season of House of Dragon. Is that genius?
It's one way to put it.
You're like, that's a choice. That is a choice.
I would rather just mooch off of someone else's HBO.
But who?
Does Gigi not have HBO?
She's mooching off someone else, I think.
Well, who's she mooching off of? We can mooch off them too.
I don't know about that. Don't know. Does anyone want to go
in? Want to make a donation?
A timeshare of HBO accounts? Well, here's the thing. I don't want to contribute any money to them.
Yeah.
because it's bullshit. And then after I canceled, they sent me an email saying that they wanted me back for $9.99.
How desperate.
After charging $17.99. Wow. So desperate. Yeah. They're so... Why are y'all so obsessed with me, HBO?
They really want you back.
Did you know there's an HBO office here in Coral Gables?
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
The next thing they'll do is show up at our door.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. Okay, Madison, thank you so much. This is a wrap for part one, and we will join all these rich bitches on part two.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Tune in next week. I'll be back.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. What the